Hello, my name is Leticia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No.
Okay, how can I try to assist you?
I'm looking for a place in the state that has no appointments that's given COVID vaccine. Where can I find a list of those locations?
That I'm not sure of, because we were just affiliated with the county health departments, and they don't have any appointments available right now. So as far as other facilities who are giving the vaccine, from my understanding, there are hospitals, Walmart, Sam's, and various drugstores.
Yeah, and all their websites are crashing, and I feel sorry for older people because it's not working. I wonder why they're not pulling names off the Alabama Department of Public Health, because we're eligible right now and we haven't received any information at all. And it's been a while. And we were eligible a while back, and we just don't know what to do. Nobody's calling us.
I don't know. That I don't know.
Are you able to check if our names are still on your list?
No, because once the names are submitted into the database, we don't have a way to retrieve it to see whose name is on the list.
See, I'm worried about people that aren't tech savvy, especially people without, you know, the older people and, you know, stuff like that. They're just getting left out. And this is just, you know, we don't get anything. When do we... I don't know. I know you hear this all day long. I'm trying to find a place that I can contact, but, you know, I'm trying to find more information.
Mm-hmm.
My coworker went down to Coleman and walked right in the hospital, no appointment. And that wasn't advertised. So that wasn't advertised anywhere. We would have gone. So
yeah,
that's
I'm
why
not
I'm trying
sure.
to find a list.
Right. We don't have a list. I'm so sorry.
No, it's just, I tell you, a lot of people are going to die because of this lack of coordination. It's really sad.
Well, you know, it's something that's totally new that has hit our nation, so no one was prepared for anything of this magnitude. So trying to get it coordinated has been quite challenging, to say the least.
Yeah, and you guys are in the perfect spot to be able to do that. So
we just give out the information that's given to us.
All right, what number can I call to make sure I'm still on the list?
I can give you the number, but they can't see the list. Once the information is submitted into the database, we don't have access to it anymore. So that's all that we can do. We can't tell you if your name is on a list or not. But I'd be more than happy to give you the number.
I guess, yeah.
Okay, it's 855. Okay.
Uh-huh.
566-5333.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've called that number before.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Bye.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.